Country Pop FM.
Here's the almanac today. And Neil, I need you to tone it down just a little bit. I'm sensing your enthusiasm for leaving us behind and going to Florida. I can just sense, I can sense an extra bounce in your step and a clearness in your voice and your throat that isn't normally there.
Well,
and
I
think you're just a little too excited, and rest of us that you're leaving behind, I don't think we're taking it real well.
Well, I'm telling you, with what I'm hearing, I don't know why I'm leaving.
Well, that
we're
going to
be 40s and maybe a 50 next week. These are things I can tolerate.
So,
but we'll see over the course of between now and March 2nd.
Today's Bob Almanac brought to you by the Hastings Area Rotary Club and their presentation of Rivertown Live. The Hastings Area Rotary Club presenting this Saturday, September 14th. Thanks to the Hastings Area Rotary Club for putting this on and having and allowing us to promote it, Neil.
Yeah, it's a partnership with them for the first time for us.
Fun.
And we look forward to this event. A couple of great Bob country bands that we feature. And Brandon Backstrom, I think, is going down there to be a part of it. It's going to be a fun weekend.
It's at the Levee Park, Mississippi River, beautiful historic downtown Hastings. And you can get tickets now at rivertownlive.com. They're sponsoring the Almanac, and we will give away tickets to the event as part of another Almanac quiz. We have an Almanac salute.
Good morning. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is Sunday Morning.
Charles Osgood. Not many news reporters and anchors and so forth had the conversational style down. This man did.
He was very good at what he did.
As did Charles Carroll.
Yeah,
they were perfect for Sunday Morning.
Yep.
They were perfect. Kind of the, just talking over a fence with your neighbor kind of delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Wilson.
Sure.
From Home Improvement, yeah. Right?
They do sound similar to Wilson.
Charles Osgood passing away. He had his Osgood file, which was on radio, which was a good bit as well. And he passed away at the age of 91. He was suffering from dementia.
Mm.
So Charles Osgood, now gone.
But not
forgotten. For Wednesday, January 24th, 24th day of the year, patent of the day.
Ooh, you know what this is. Sure, it's a cool and creamy Eskimo Pie ice cream bar, covered with our own special rich dark chocolate. And you know what kids have been doing for over 65 years? Right, eating that great-tasting chocolate first. There's an Eskimo Pie size and shape to satisfy everyone.
It's one of the foods that built America. And of course, it's no longer known as the Eskimo Pie. Remember, they changed it. The only thing that I can imagine is that just the millions and millions of cards and letters came from Alaskan natives and Eskimos saying that we are offended that product is named after us.
They had to be pouring in.
They had to be pouring in. I'm sure it was just for the company that owned it, which was Edie's Ice Cream owned it. I'm sure they just were inundated with these demands from these people
Thank
to change
God
the name.
We changed it.
Yes, it's saved the world.
And now there's many other flavors, too.
But it's Edie's Pie now. Edie's Pie. Jeez. I don't know if that's any more flattering.
I'm sure all the Edies will soon be sending their cards and letters.
Hello, this is Edie.
Hello. I do not wish to have a pie named in my honor.
1922 is when that happened. 1935, the first canned beer. Kruger's Cream Ale.
Wow.
Sold by American company Kruger Brewing Company.
Ooh.
Didn't George Costanza work for Kruger? No, that was Kruger Smoothing. That's right. This is Kruger Brewing.
Okay.
And did you know that 62% of all beer is sold in aluminum cans? So cans I wouldn't say dominate, but they do, they win the race.
Yep.
As far as between cans and bottles.
Do we know where Kruger Brewing was in Wisconsin?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have to look that up, and I don't think they're around anymore. But cream ale is kind of a light-colored lager. I'm sure I've had it. It's probably delicious. There's no cream in it, though.
No.
It's not like coffee.
No.
So 35, we had the first canned beer in tin cans back in 35. And they had really not yet perfected it. And eventually, a lot of people were getting cut.
And you can't crush those on your forehead, I don't think.
Well, you can try.
It would be painful. It would leave a mark.
Be ready to be going to the hospital.
Right.
We're going to jump up to 62. And again, Almanac Quiz. Be listening to everything, please. Those are the Beatles, and this day in 62,
wow,
the Beatles got themselves a manager, Brian Epstein.
Sure.
And Brian Epstein, without him, maybe we don't get the Beatles, at least the Beatles as we knew them, because he's the one who kind of steered them in the direction that they became. The Mop Tops, they went away from their leather jackets and kind of their long hair, and they trimmed the hair. They went with, kind of a cleaner cut image.
Right.
And they were wearing suits and ties and all that stuff, different stage presentation, and the Beatles that we learned to love kind of were born because of Brian Epstein.
Yeah. He was very good at what he did.
And they signed him as their manager on this date back in 62. 75, let's remember one of the Stooges.
What'll it be, sir?
I'll take the short ribs.
I think we got some delicious chicken soup.
Just short ribs.
I know, but you haven't tried our chicken soup. I know, because it has to look...
Short ribs.
Short ribs. Chicken soup coming up.
One chicken soup coming up.
You know what? If you wanted soup, you wanted shemp soup.
Right.
If there's anybody who's going to make some soup, and that's why he knew the short ribs were awful.
Yeah,
probably were going to kill the guy.
He's trying to steer him in the right direction.
So, Larry Fine. Larry Moe and Curly. Larry of the Three Stooges. He died on this day in 75. He was 72.
And on the receiving end of many an eye gouge and a nose pull and hair pull.
Yeah, the eye gouge, the eye poke with the two
right,
from Moe.
Right.
I mean, did they ever go to the hospital, though, because of injuries?
They were a resilient bunch.
They incurred.
They really
Larry
were.
Fine, 1975. 1989 in the news.
One of the more bizarre chapters in recent American criminal history has come to an end. The end for Ted Bundy, a 42-year-old killer who left a trail of at least 20 murders from one end of the country to the other, came in the electric chair of Florida State Prison, an execution ordered after state and federal appeals were exhausted.
How do you like your Ted Bundy? Medium well?
Mm-hmm.
He got toasted. On this date, serial killer Ted Bundy. They were singing songs outside of the prison about him being put to death.
He was not a good man.
No, he admitted to 20 murders. They were putting him to death for one that they were able to prove, and then on death row shortly before his execution.
Oh, yeah, I did this one. This was
Florida's electric chair. That was the state 1989, 2002.
My darling.
Luckily, Freddie Fender did not Vaya con Dios on this date.
No.
2002, he underwent a kidney transplant.
Now the long
and he survived. How about Freddie Fender? Let's enjoy. Sit back.
If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them sing.
Also known as El Bebop Kid.
Right.
Which translates to the Bebop Kid.
Thank you for clearing that up.
So Freddie Fender in the news this day, 2002.
TV theme time, Jim. David Rose song, I believe.
Yeah, he also did the Little House on the Prairie theme. Let's go to Bonanza, because Purnell Roberts passed away. We're remembering him on this date.
The eldest son of Ben Cartwright.
Yeah.
Left rather disgruntled from the show. Thought Little Joe was getting too much of the role, too much of
the show. Well, he was Michael Landon, after all.
Yeah, sorry, Purnell.
He was driving ratings. You go with what's driving ratings. And it was Little Joe at that point.
Yep, Little Joe and Hoss.
Purnell Roberts. And then went on also Trapper John M.D.
He had a nice career.
So I flipped a coin because the Trapper John M.D. Theme is really good, too.
But
we went bonanza.
Very
he was
nice.
81. And CBS had this thing about turning comedy characters into serious characters.
Right.
Because they did the same thing with Lou Grant.
Yeah.
Just think if they would have done that with Kramer. from Seinfeld.
Right. It would have went into a dramatic role.
Or Jerry Stiller from Seinfeld. Take them and put them in a dramatic role.
I don't think so.
No. But those shows were successful. So they had somewhat of a formula there. Mm-hmm. So Pernell Roberts passing away 2010. 2016.
We just had an earthquake.
We're still
it's going
having
on.
An earthquake.
Going on right now.
This is in Alaska.
Holy freaking cow!
Holy freaking cow. How bad can that earthquake be as if you can keep it clean like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, or whatever your name is, it's a video from their house. It looks like the earthquake hit like the day before.
Oh.
Their house is a mess. But the good thing about having an earthquake when your house is that messy, you actually have a chance of maybe getting things put in order.
Yeah.
You should see this. It's a sty. But they were willing, just for the clicks on YouTube, to post this video of this earthquake in the old Alaska up there.
Let's check in with Ellen Baca. She's following some breaking news out of Alaska this morning, where an earthquake hit about an hour and a half ago. Ellen's in the tracking center with that and your forecast. Ellen?
Things were a-shaking up there.
I guess so.
And it's a 7.1 was the official magnitude. And then 2018.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months.
That's a lot.
I just signed your death warrant. I need everyone to be quiet. I self-contempt powers. I told you I'm not nice.
She was not a nice judge, and she was not nice to Larry Nassar because he was not nice to a bunch of athletes. 150 women. He was found guilty of molesting.
Oh my gosh.
Monster. He was the trainer.
Turned your stomach.
Team doctor for USA Gymnastics and at Michigan State. And he was a predator. And he is in jail. He was almost stabbed to death last year.
Right.
They came after him. 2018. Let's move on to birthdays now. Do you prefer Diggy Liggy Lie or Diggy Liggy Low?
Low.
Yes, low is the best. How low can you go? Doug Kershaw, distant cousin of Sammy.
Yeah.
And his brother Rusty had Diggy Liggy Low as a K-Joan hit. He's a K-Joan,
yeah,
just like Joel Sonnier.
He had a nickname.
Doug Kershaw had a nickname.
A raging Cajun. No, it was, of course, everybody's a raging Cajun.
Right, if you're, yes, including, what's his name, the CNN guy. He was in Old School, too. I can't remember his name now. But he's part of the debate, and Will Ferrell killed him in the debate, as I recall.
Yeah,
I remember
right.
that. So Doug Kershaw is 88.
Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sands. He had emeralds and rubies just a-dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand.
Ray Stevens, the master of the novelty song, one of the best of all time.
I just saw that he announced he is going to stop touring.
At 85.
85. He's
officially today.
Going to be done.
Went as long as he could. And Ray Stevens, boy, when he did the streak in
hilarious.
The 70s, it was hilarious.
Absolutely.
And
hilarious.
It set off. There was streaking going on. There was even more streaking then. Because they're going, speaking of old school, they're going streaking through the crowd.
Right.
Through the quad. And, hey, honey, do you think KFC's open? So, Ray Stevens, happy birthday.
If you are serious.
Aaron Neville.
Don't play with my heart. It makes me furious.
Boy, that album he did with Linda Ronstadt. Oh.
But if you want me to love you,
I don't know much.
Then a baby I will.
But I know I love you. But it's a different song.
Tell it like it is.
Aaron Neville, 83, also 83 today.
And she came to me.
That's pretty good.
Just like the morning sun.
Here's Neil Diamond.
and he spells it right.
And so much her words as such as the way they were sung. It was the way they were sung.
That's good.
Desiree, oh Desiree.
Neil.
There I was found by the sweet passion sound of your loving song.
Neil Diamond, he sings like this.
Yes. It's good.
You never talk to me anymore when I come through the door at the end of the day. That's pretty good, Neil Diamond. What's his name? Should give me a call. I can fill in for him. Who's the guy that does the...
Martin Zeller. Martin Zeller, yeah.
So Neil Diamond is 83 today. Let's go to the rink.
Oh, I'm certainly glad Mrs. Carr is here tonight because this is a certainly a lascivious display.
Make it off!
Make it stop it or we're leaving.
Get your paws off me, Scarface. Stop him. This is a serious game. It's not a freak show. What do you mean a serious game? What are you talking about? This is hockey.
This is hockey. It's not a serious game. Ogie Oglethorpe is offended by Ned Braden stripping down at the end of Slapshot.
Oh, sure.
You just figured that out now that was that,
yes,
that scene?
Yes, it took me a minute, yes.
Did. That's all right. You got your mind on Florida, for crying out loud. But stripped down to his supporter, Neil. And there are many supporters that were supporting him, but not the announcer and not Ogie Oglethorpe.
Right.
The referees were okay with it.
Right.
Strip.
Let him go.
Go ahead. So the guy who played Ned Braden from Slapshot, okay. I also loved him in The Rookies. Great 70s show. That's Michael Ankeen.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, you do. He is 78.
I was reading newspaper. The ad in the paper said, big sale last week. Now, why advertise? I already missed it. They're just rubbing it in. Another ad in the paper said, we guarantee our furniture and we stand behind it for 6 months. That's the reason I left Soviet Union. I don't want people behind my furniture. I was in Nashville.
So there's Yakov Smirnoff. What a country.
Underrated.
Yeah, Yakov Smirnoff, the Russian comedian. He was good.
Very funny.
He was
didn't have to go blue. He was just funny.
No, very funny. Communism versus capitalism.
And his delivery just had you laughing, if nothing else.
Exactly. 73. You're on a roll and now you're crazy. Nice little ditty from the 80s. Matthew Wilder is 71 today, and nobody. What is nobody going to do here, Neil? What are they not going to do to him?
I don't know.
Oh. He's going to break his stride.
Right.
Mary Lou Retton's on our list today.
Every now and then, I compete in front of the whole world. Other times, I'm just out to have a good time with my family and friends.
Come on, you're up.
That's why I got into bowling. Yeah, bowling. It's fun. Pretty good exercise. It's great.
Bowling is pretty good exercise. Really? Well, you know, after you have three pitchers of beer, that pretty much cancels out any exercise that you are going to get when it's the beer frame.
Yeah.
Mary Lou Retton for bowling. Did you know that she was the spokesperson for bowling?
I did not know
pretty
that.
Pretty good bowler.
So that was like TV commercial theme time.
You know, and she got the perfect 10. So
right.
When you bowl, you get a strike with 10 pins.
10 pins.
That is only fitting. So Mary Lou Retton, America's sweetheart there for a while. 56.
She's having some health issues? Is
that
what I heard?
How groovy is this, man? Spooky Island finally came through with its all-you-can-eat deal. And there's nobody I'd rather gorge myself with than you, Scooby-Doo.
He brought Shaggy to life in the action movies, the Scooby-Doo. Of course, Casey Kasem, for me, will forever be Shaggy.
Oh, for sure.
Right? But Matthew Lillard was Shaggy in the movies, 54.
Well, we're living here in Allentown. And he's driven our lives into the ground. When we woke up, we were wasted and drunk. Phil got shot. We got beaten by a monk.
I remember that.
And we're living here.
I had to take a part of that out.
Yeah, you did.
We had to edit that down. That's Ed Helms from The Hangover.
Pretty funny, though.
Yeah, he is funny. He's 50.
I guess I could kiss heaven goodbye because it got to be a sin to look this good.
Caliente!
You've been playing tennis with the gardener again, haven't you?
The youngest daughter, the youngest Banks on The Fresh Prince, Tatiana Ali. She's a singer, too.
Yeah.
She played Ashley. She's 45. Neil?
Oh, gone. Well, that was a short list.
Was
gone, but not forgotten. We've got a couple here that we would like to make mention of. One of the first play-by-play guys I remember hearing outside of our local guys was Jack Brickhouse, because he was on cable when it just started in like the late 70s.
Well, the Cubbies.
Right.
Jarvis fires away. That's a fly ball. Beat the left. Back. That's it. Hey. He did it. Ernie Banks got number 500. A line drive shot into the seats and left. The ball tossed.
So when he retired, then that's when they brought in Harry Carey.
Right. Jack Brickhouse, longtime announcer. With the Chicago Cubs, what Ernie Banks would hit 11 more after that, I think. I think he finished at 5-11. Jack Brickhouse, born on this day in 1960. There was McHale's Navy, and there was Ernest Borgnine.
Don't forget about Airwolf.
And there was Airwolf. TV theme time, Jim.
This was the answer to Kit.
Car.
Kit was a car. Airwolf was a helicopter.
Talking helicopter.
I don't think it talked, but it had special powers. And yet Ernest Borgnine flying the thing.
Like, right.
I don't know, that's a great idea.
He was Quentin McHale on McHale's Navy, then did Airwolf. Of course, really won Oscar, got his start as in the movie for his role in Marty. Talented actor, funny guy, Academy Award-winning actor, Ernest Borgnine, 1917. Need to mention Oral Roberts before we mention the Lollipop Kids. Granville Oral Roberts. We don't have enough Granvilles. 1918.
They used to sing this in Oral Roberts at his church.
Ah, they represent the Lollipop Kids.
Yeah. Lollipop Guild.
Yes.
It's my favorite guild.
It is.
We represent.
Not actually their voices. They dubbed that in, by the way.
Jerry Marin, or Marin, played one of those. Also played the role of Buster Brown. He was born on this day, 1920.
A place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
How many songs mention beef chow mein?
Not enough. That's Warren Zevon. He's Werewolf of London.
Are you Zevon? I go Zevon.
I go Zevon.
But I think you go either way.
Yeah.
Because I used to be a Zevon guy.
Yeah. Singer-songwriter, 1947. And one of the greats, John Belushi.
War's over, man. Wermer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough...
Boy, were they
pumped. The tough get going!
Yeah, they had to get pumped up.
Right. John Belushi there from Animal House, and of course the Blues Brothers, Saturday Night Live... tremendous talent, died way too young, sadly.
Had demons.
Yes, he did. John Belushi was born on this day in 1949. They're gone, but not forgotten.
What in the world's called...
Couple of omissions from your staff.
Seems we
too busy focusing on Oral Roberts and forgetting about Jack Scott.
Every
singer, country artist... Rock crossover, 1936. And then this one here. This one's egregious.
We can't be responsible for the blocking. We can't be responsible for the guys jumping offside. We can't be responsible for... We get down there, and it was a dumb play by Anderson. I love Anderson. But it was a dumb
play when he had, when his foot was shoe was coming off up the
Jerry Burns, just a few blips needed for Jerry Burns.
As was often the case. Was he talking about Alfred Anderson?
Alfred Anderson, yeah. Right. Shoe fell off. Shoe fell number off. 46 yeah. there. Jerry Burns, 1927.
Old Burnsy.
Vikings offensive coordinator, then eventually head coach.
Right.
1927. Now they're all gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten. Today's quiz, and again for the tickets to the Hastings Area Rotary Club presentation of Rivertown Live, Diamond Rio, Little Texas, Slam, Obama. The question is, Mary Lou Retton, 56 today.
Right.
What was she a spokesperson for here today on the Almanac? Yeah, yeah. She did a commercial for something. What promoting. Was it? Well, she was promoting something.
Uh-huh.
We'll give you a clue. It was an activity.
Right on.
It's an activity.
It was fine exercise.
Yes, yes. Mary Lou Retton, what was she hawking here today? 763-450-0100. You call, you answer, you win. 763-450-0100. Mm-hmm. Mary Chapin Carpenter. I feel lucky.
Right.
Kathy Mattea walking away a winner.
Sure.
Or Merle Haggard, Mama Tried.
Well, somebody will be shortly walking away a winner. Let's go, Kathy.
Oh, segue.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany.